Brian Bigler here from Lake Wilson, Minnesota, southwest part of the state, raise corn and soybeans.
Brian, I want to talk to you today about cover crops, but before we get into that, let's just talk generally about the summer of 2018. Let's even go back further into the spring and talk about weather conditions then and some of the challenges you faced. And here we go again now as we move into the fall where weather's causing problems. But how would you describe the growing season to this point?
It's been very challenging. We started off this spring. We had that snowstorm in middle of April, so that really set us back. We didn't get started planting till second week of May, and it got drug out till we finished up right about the 1st of June, and then June hit, and then it really got wet. So it's been a good struggle, and now this week here so far, we're sitting at about another 4 inches of rain so far going right into harvest, so not the most timely rain you like to see.
With the rain, especially the June rains, did you have some drown out spots in fields? How big of an impact did it have?
Yeah, we had, I suppose, out of all my fields together, I probably had about 35 acres drowned out of beans. My corn all came through fine, but it was mainly just in the beans where I had drowned out spots.
And it sounds like had the dry weather held, which we've enjoyed here the last, up until the last few days, we had a good week and a half stretch of dry, warm weather here in Minnesota. Your crops are getting close, but now the saturated soils are going to keep you at bay a little bit longer.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how long this will be. If it stops now, we should be able to get going probably by the end of next week, hopefully. But they're talking, of course, chances of rain again Monday. So time will tell.
On cover crops, when did you first start, I'm assuming, experiment with them? I don't know if you just jumped right in full bore, but talk about your experience with cover crops before we discuss specifically what's happened this year.
I started, this would be my sixth year toying around with cover crops a bit. I've did it on one field, about 40 acres, and I keep expanding each year. Right now we're up to about 1,600 acres of cover crops we apply each year on my field.
What's your strategy, and maybe that strategy has evolved too as you've expanded the acres that you're using cover crops on, as far as when do you seed it, how do you handle termination, and what's the success been like?
When I first started, I first did it early season about the V5 stage in corn. Since then, I've purchased a Hagee, and I convert that over to apply cover crops, and I'm usually doing that in toward last half of August, first half of September now. So far, that's been working really well for me. I usually plant cereal rye is probably my main cover crop that I seed. Typical termination on it is next spring, either right before I plant or right after I plant my soybeans is when I start terminating it.
Now, with that high clearance sprayer, are you essentially kind of broadcasting the seed down in between the rows, or is it actually getting pushed down into the soil a little bit?
Well, it is blown out with a big fan blower on it, so it is blown down in between the rows. I mean, if it's got cracks or something in there, it'll get down into those cracks, but typically it's just laying on the top, and then you're waiting to get a rainfall to get it growing. Usually, sometimes I only take half an inch, three-quarters of an inch is really good on it. Usually after about 4 or 5 days after a rain on it, you'll see it start to germinate.
Now that you're seeing the plants reach maturity and that canopy closure isn't like it was, how's the cover crop establishing itself right now?
The earlier stuff I planted a couple weeks ago, that's coming along really nice now, because after I got it seeded, a few days after I had it seeded, we got about 8/10 of rain on it, and I was just out looking at that here last weekend, and that was starting to grow already. So now once we get some sunshine back and with that canopy opening up and the sun can get down into it, it should really get taken off now and start growing well.
Yeah. What, in your opinion, are the biggest benefits of cover crops?
The biggest benefits I've seen so far has been my water infiltration. I've been able to take a lot more moisture, rain into the soil now. I've been seeing a lot of help on my weeds. Wherever I have the cover crop growing, I'm usually can cut back on my chemicals there a little bit, and the weeds just don't grow nearly as easy. It really helps suppress the weeds out. I've actually had it where it has helped me the last couple springs where it's been really wet with that cover crop growing. The cereal rye is really aggressive and taking up moisture, and so when we have been wet, it's helped take up a lot of that excess moisture, so I've been able to get back into the field a little bit quicker. But on the flip side, if it would be dry, then a guy's also got to manage it a little bit different then and get out and terminate it a little bit earlier than.
Have you done many soil tests to check on the organic matter? What's alive in the soil on the areas, the acres that you put cover crops on?
Yeah, well, we've been doing, I just got some results back, and it looks like my organic matter is coming up just a little bit. That's just after a few years it is coming up. And it's going to take a little bit of process here. I have a one field that I'm involved with, that soil health partnership. So we're taking a lot of different soil tests and everything on that one to see what advantages we're getting in that. And we're getting far enough into that program now where we should start being able to see some good numbers on that.
Do you ever have farmers ask you about the cost effectiveness of cover crops? Do they talk to you about the economics of it? Because some of the benefits that you're mentioning, you can't necessarily put a dollar figure on.
No, you can't. There's a lot of questions about that. I guess one of the biggest factors I look at is your soil erosion that you lose. By the time you figure the nutrients that you lose on soil erosion and by wind or runoff or anything, you can start making that back pretty quickly and then start adding some of the other benefits of having to maybe not spray quite as often and just is pulling up your nutrients. And if you start, after a long enough time, you start seeing your organic matter build up and nutrient levels start being able to reutilize that, you're going to start seeing some cost advantages to it then pretty quickly.
So a few years ago when you first started experimenting with cover crops, I would imagine that raised a few eyebrows. Are you finding that today more and more farmers in southern Minnesota are thinking similarly to how you are looking at cover crops? Or is it still kind of that, I don't want to say the redheaded stepchild, but what is the reception like when you talk about cover crops?
When I started, yeah, there was a lot of people like wondering, what the heck are you doing now? And I still get a lot of questions about it, but I am getting a lot more inquiries about it. People are just coming up and wanting to ask me questions about what I'm doing, what I'm seeing and stuff, not give me the weird question like, what the heck are you doing anymore? There's people are definitely having an interest in it. You know, it's out there quite a bit in all the papers and magazines, and it's coming around. It's definitely one of those things that what's working for me probably isn't going to work for the next person and stuff, but if you get kind of a baseline on what you want to do and then just kind of adapt it into your system and everything, I think you can make it work.
Yeah, and that's a theme that I hear over and over again, Brian, even for somebody like you that's been using cover crops for multiple seasons. What you did last year, you're probably not going to do exactly the same this year, that you're constantly trying to tweak and perfect the use of cover crops.
Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve to it. It's something you just don't throw it out there and expect it to work. I spent a lot of time talking to different people, and I still do, talking to different people, going to different meetings and stuff to try to avoid some of the bigger mistakes on it. But it's, if you work with the system and give it some, a little bit of time, which can be hard, especially at these prices, and if you're paying for the expenses all out of your pocket, a little bit harder to do it at these commodity prices right now. But if you have the patience to work with it and work with it in small increments on it, you can find a way to make it work for you.